Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos. And we are in the middle of the Christina Liu show. And we were talking about holidays and different things like that. And we're going to move it over to Otto to see if he has any plans at this point in time. Christmas plans. We know kind of how he divided up his Thanksgiving, which was interesting by all means. I mean, everybody does what they the best they can.
Absolutely.
And well, Otto, you didn't hear, Dan's wife went for a COVID test because somebody in her office.
Dan's wife has COVID?
Because somebody has COVID. And I told in the beginning, they'll close my office because somebody, you know, has COVID now. You got to just be so careful. I mean, and as much as you want to see people.
I know. Christmas could be worse than Thanksgiving. Oh. But I do want to say one thing, because when Otto came back from the break, you were going to ask him about his Christmas. He grabbed a binder. That means that he has planned this thing out. No, I know that's your show binder, but it would have been pretty funny if all your Christmas plans were in a binder, Otto.
Oh, that would have really just put Otto over the edge.
No, actually, the plans are quite simplified this year. Normally, I think I mentioned this in a past show or two. My daughter has this Italian fish thing, dinner on Christmas Eve. And there's usually about 35 people. That's not happening. We are going to go to my daughter's alone Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. And we'll maintain distance. Mm-hmm. And that's it, you know, basically. Christmas Day, our other daughter who we were with on Thanksgiving, there were four of us, same story, scaled down. And the way she did it was we all ended up with snack tables, and we were far apart in the living room. We weren't sitting at a dining room table.
Right.
And, it is what it is. It's normally there's a big, this past Saturday, there was supposed to be, we have about 65 people go to a restaurant in Mineola where we have a room. And there's a family party, but first of all, that place had a fire, Piccola Busola. Oh,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
Which is where we normally would go. And that went down the drain. So what we are talking about is trying to do like a big holiday gathering in July.
Christmas in July. I love it. I was actually thinking about
Christmas
that too.
In July. Yeah.
I was so funny. I was thinking the same thing, Otto. And that's what I think it's about being flexible. It's about being hopeful for, you know, the warmer months in 2021, you know, hopefully that comes sooner rather than later. But like I said, it's about kind of thinking outside the box and doing it. And, you know, I had to laugh. You guys have been, you know, with me for many years doing the show, and a December tradition also is me and my brother's fiance, who is actually like my best friend also, which works out very well. Amanda, we every year we would go to Madison Square Garden to the Jingle Ball concert, which was like a holiday kickoff, and it was all of our favorite artists. It was it's New York City Christmas time, and it was just the whole tradition of it, and we would go grab dinner before. It was a whole big thing. And so obviously this year that wasn't the case. So what we did do yesterday, because it was broadcast on TV, so the two of us, we brought Jingle Ball to us. I got us little light up reindeer ears. Because I do save everything, I had my little champagne glasses from Madison Square Garden from previous years that said Madison Square Garden. So I whipped those out of the archives. And my fabulous husband, you know, played the bartender / food guy, which was great. And also the sound guy, he was running around playing, wearing a lot of hats, Jay. And like I said, it was obviously different, you know, but it was just nice to kind of maintain that tradition. While we were watching it on TV, though, it was just it was something that we didn't want. It was important to both of us and didn't want to lose that this year. So it was nice to be able to kind of do that. And like I said, it's like little things, right? It took me all of 2 seconds to whip this together. And I also made soft pretzels because I love a New York City soft pretzel. So I made that. Well, my husband made that in the oven. And I made some popcorn. So, you know, we had all the hoopla, and it was certainly a cheaper than as if we
did going. That's for sure.
Yeah.
You know what? You can do something like you said, Christmas in July, Otto. I think it was 2003. Mm-hmm. We had Christmas in July because that year, my oldest daughter, Becky, was in Sloan for Christmas. She was in Sloan for Thanksgiving and for Christmas. So we didn't decorate the house. We did nothing. Actually, we put an extension on the house for when she came home.
Right.
He didn't have to go up the stairs. And then that July, we really did. We had Christmas decorations. We had a tent put up in the backyard and we had a party. Yeah. Because he was fine and it was 5 months after. So she had, was clean. And thank God she's been clean ever since.
Yeah.
We spent Christmas. Well, we had two other kids. So, you know, back and forth between Sloan and whatever we did. But Christina's right. You turn around, you do what you got to do. You guys will all get together in July. It'll be fun. And you'll talk about it because I think July's July might even be early. You know, could be August, September.
Right.
By the time this vaccine and people take it and how much respect they give for it and everything else, I hope July, but it.
And I think it's a fine line, right? And that's the hardest part of this because you have to kind of find that like happy medium place, right? So it's a place of hopefulness, but a place that's realistic. You know, so you have to kind of find that groove and it's hard, right? It's like managing this, like, you know, invisible ball half the time. And sometimes you can drop the ball and sometimes, you know, you manage to kind of find that sweet spot, you know, but I think it's very important, like I said, Otto, and to think hopefully, you know, and think, you know what, all right, like, so maybe July will come. And, you know, even this year I had, you know, canceled my birthday. And then the summertime things were better. And I had on a lower scale, I did everything outside, you know, so that in itself, I didn't think I was going to be able to do that. I was able, luckily, to do that. You know, unfortunately, right now we're in a more trying time again with numbers and whatnot and the holidays. But I think it's important more so than ever. Listen, I'm the queen of hope. That's another one of the signs, especially Christmas time that my house is surrounded by, because I think that's what makes us humans. And I think that's what makes the days easier is to project a hopeful outlook on things. But I think it's also important to realize it's not going to be tomorrow. You know, it's not I wish I had, you know, but if I can get some magic fairy dust or a magic wand to make all this happen a little faster, believe me, that would be the first thing I would do. But I think it's just, it's important to do what you can, right? And just to reach out to people, especially, and if you are the person that is more, you know, able, whether it's physically or mentally or whatnot, to reach out to those people that you know are having an extra hard time during this is important. And your role as a neighbor, as a friend, as a family member, whatever it is, I think it's certainly important to do. And, you know, even back to the Christmas cards, I think, you know, I send to a bunch of, you know, people. It's not like too many people, but it's a good amount. And a lot of them are older relatives, you know, and that I don't get to see as often whether they're in other states. And obviously now, you know, I'm not really, but it's just hearing how they look forward to it. And they say, you know, sometimes people forget about them and to send it and just getting a Christmas card, you know, that's kind of upbeat and jolly or whatnot. Goes a long way for certain people and you take it for granted. Like, you know, some people, okay, it's nice. I got a Christmas card, but other people, you know, it really makes them feel connected and thought about, which I think is certainly nice. So,
you know, I think what's important is that I think people understand who listen to us, that we're not in la la land,
right?
But we are trying to reinforce positive approach to things and do realize that there are a lot of people that are suffering way more than they normally would.
Absolutely.
Because of being isolated and impairments and disabilities and whatever. And it's not easy. I think everybody knows that. And I think we're just trying to get a message out that try to do the best you can under how miserable the circumstances might be. You know, we're not in that boat at the moment. John, I can't speak for you. I think you went through some pretty miserable experiences, but that's my opinion. But you got through it, thank God. And, you know, there's just a lot of situations that are so magnified now that it's just not a normal time.
No, it's not. And and you're right, you know, and it's, listen, I feel like it would be easy. Sometimes I say to my husband, I said, I wish I could be like those people who did live in La La Land, you know, 24/7, you know, you don't really have too many worries. You kind of just go, maybe it's like an easier life, you know, because it's a little exhausting sometimes worrying about the world and every person you love, like 24/7. But that's what we do. That's who we are. Certain people obviously have their own kind of personalities during this time. But I think, you know, we have a forum on this show where we could, whether it's give you hope or give you some suggestions, you know, on kind of ways to do things or fun activities. You know, I want to mention this next week, we have our Project Independence virtual holiday party that we've been working on. So there's going to be, you know, it's on December 16th from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. And we're getting a bunch of people registering, which is really nice. As I'm working, you know, I'm seeing the registrations come in. And I think, you know, it's going to be a nice reason. Obviously, it's different. We're used to, you know, all being gathered together and whatnot. But this, we're working hard to kind of have a nice feel and to keep it light, you know, also. I feel like a lot of times, you know, it's very easy for things to constantly be very heavy because we're in a heavy time on many different fronts. So this is really just to be light. There'll be music, like bingo, a comedian. You know, I'm going to certainly decorate my square. My Zoom square, but we put together goodie bags, and I've been working on this recipe activity book. And there's really, really great recipes and messages from the town board and different PI members, and PI staff. And, you know, there's word searches in there. I found some Sudoku, some coloring pages. So it's kind of just a little fun thing, you know, to have at home. You know, and I think it's kind of nostalgic too, because an activity book, a holiday activity book, is something I feel all of us growing up in, whatever. It's one of the consistent things that no matter what age you are, I think you've had at some point in your life, you know, whether your parents gave it to or your family members gave you some kind of little holiday activity coloring book or whatnot. So that's what I'm trying to create for the PI members. So everyone will be able to get one of those.
Do you have any idea how many people have registered for that yet?
As of yesterday, I believe there was like 30 something, and today maybe still we're close to around 40 right now.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
I'm registered.
Yes, I saw Otto's come through.
Hey, Otto.
Yeah. Well, I heard that Christine is serving beverages.
I wish, right?
We have to take one more break. We'll take another break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.